UPS is currently hiring package handlers for its preload operation. Earn $13 an hour and receive up to $250 in weekly attendance bonuses while working up to a career as a package car driver. In as little as 6 months, you could have an opportunity to connect with customers and build lasting relationships in the community. Future you looks good in brown. Apply now at upsjobs.com or text brown to 33588. That's brown to 33588.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Your dad looks jacked, by the way.
He does. Left?
That's my mom's boyfriend. That's not my actual dad.
Oh, okay. Does he lift?
Yeah, he lifts he's 24/7 lifting.
And James Strebel.
You ever get in an argument with him?
No.
Okay, good.
You both of you ruined the chance to go to break at the best and more horrific time. Shame on both of you.
Sorry.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
ESPN 680 1057. We are from the Mobile Papa John's studios. Use the promo code RadioXL for a two-topping extra large pizza and a 2-liter for just $14. Go to papajohns.com or the Papa John's app. And when you're on the Papa John's app, remember to click the no contact delivery. It is the way to go. We've been telling you now for weeks about that Papa John's in the horizon, if you will, at the Sweeney household one of these days this week. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. It's going to get into the 80s this week,
yeah.
80 degrees. You're probably going to pop on that air. If there's any issue with anything HVAC, you know our friends at BJ Heating and Cooling, they are working. They are ready to help you. Any emergency, your unit goes out, they are there on call 24/7, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com. Do need to tell you about the Bryant Mini Splits, BJ Heating and Cooling, your local factory authorized Bryant dealer. They teamed up with Bryant Douglas Equipment, whatever it takes to make those uncomfortable rooms enjoyable. Again, the Bryant Mini Splits are quiet, efficient, and they avoid the installation of bulky ductwork. Again, 812-283-7221, bjheatcool.com. We will talk about the bracket that we had here at ESPN Louisville that came down between Kansas and Florida State, with Florida State winning. How about that?
How about it?
Florida State winning, and so I got to get the names and everything to shout them out.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. And it's absolutely a realistic. I mean, Florida State was playing very well. Leonard Hamilton probably had his best team at Florida State, and it's just a shame that, you know, they weren't able to see what they could do in the NCAA tournament. So not only are they the ACC regular season champs, ACC tournament champs, now they're national champs according to the ESPN 680 bracket. So Florida State, Leonard Hamilton, take a bow.
Texter says, can you ask Strebel if Carly Jones would play for Evansville?
Yeah, probably. Yeah, I'd assume so. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's okay. Yeah. Still would have been a higher seed than Louisville in the tournament.
Go ahead, take a drink. You're very proud of yourself. Mitch, do you want to dive in here for a couple minutes and play a couple of these matchups? Our round of 32, our sound bracket. What I'm thinking about doing is we'll play the round of 32 Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then Friday we'll leave open just for the mixtape. We'll leave that and have all of our efforts only on the mixtape and then pick it up next week and keep doing the same type of thing. So, Mitch, are you ready? You want to play a couple of these games?
Yeah, we're doing the caller Emily region, correct?
Correct, okay. Yes. Yes, the caller Emily region. We get to that now. Ramon just dropped his toy.
Yeah, he did.
At him right now. All right, let's go to the one seed. The one seed in the upper left. This is Baylor and Scott Drew. They moved on and beat New York Mike versus Mark Blankenbaker Sound. We played that last week. And here's the Baylor Bears. Here's the one seed.
First, we have a special caller on the line. We're going to go to Emily. What's up?
Oh, Daddy, you put me on hold for other callers. You nervous? No,
well, I'm not, Emily. I'm not controlling the phones today. I saw your name pop up on the screen, and I was trying to mentally prepare myself. No!
Sorry, can I say that?
No! This is a...
Go to the boat again. Do you want to meet up again?
Not tonight. I have plans. I mean, a friend at a restaurant, and we're gonna have a beer too.
Okay, I guess I'll meet you guys there.
No. Yeah. Yes. That's where it is.
Guess I'll text you and see where I should meet you.
We don't have each other's numbers.
That's what you can say on air.
Emily. No.
Yeah, wink, wink, tell your wife we don't have each other's numbers, Dad.
Emily! No! No! Don't do that. Don't say that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Did you want me to lie?
Yeah. No, there's no lies. Everybody's... No! No!
Okay, we don't have each other's numbers.
We don't.
Dad. Don't worry about it.
I'm sweating. I'm pouring sweat right now. Oh, good.
Ooh, me too.
No, not because of that. Just... Oh, so... You, Emily...
I'm so into it.
Yeah. You have a lovely night, Emily. We appreciate the phone call.
And you too. See you in a little bit.
No. No. Have a good night.
Bye, Daddy.
Bye.
Bye.
I am...
The next time Emily calls in, I'm videoing the whole thing.
Facebook Live.
Because you people do not understand how flustered and red James's face is right now.
I don't know what to say. She said a B word, but I don't know if you could. It was
the best part.
It was. I feel like I just ran a marathon. Like I feel like I just ran the mini marathon or a full marathon. I'm sweaty. I'm breathless. I can't see straight. My blood pressure. I might have a heart attack. If I have a heart attack, call the ambulance, please. Let's talk to Big Blue Drew.
I think the best part is you have to tell them, if I have a heart attack, call the ambulance.
Yes.
Like, that's something that normal people don't do. No, I'm not going to. You can't make me.
You can lie there.
All right, so that's the one seed. That's Baylor. That's going to be damned hard to beat. Here is the 8 seed. If there's anyone that could do it, it would be Colorado. This is the 8 seed. This is Diener absolutely leveling the whole city of Cincinnati.
And I'm going to crush U.S. Bank Arena in Cincinnati. I went to the Carrie Underwood concert there on Saturday night, and I think a bank of that stature should stop sponsoring that arena. Because that arena, Cincinnati has now fallen below Charlotte on my city depth chart. Cincinnati,
wow, that's saying a lot.
I'd rather go to Charlotte than Cincinnati now. Eric Wood and Chris Mack, I know it's your town. They wash a building down there once in a while, by the way.
Is that bad?
The place is trash, and I had tickets I paid a lot of money for, and was trying to be told three times that I didn't actually have a ticket. I'm like, tried to kick me out.
I know you raised.
Tried
all
to kick
type
me out, and
like
I had to raise holy hell.
I bet you did. I know you. Did.
Oh yeah. They're going to get it. They're going to get it today.
Oh, I can't wait.
Bad.
I can't wait.
Bad.
This is going to be good.
By the way, can you move the homeless people out of the way too every now and then down there in Cincinnati? I mean, it's just that city's trash. I mean, I'm done with that city.
It was that bad.
I'm not going. Look, I don't want to carry the Reds anymore. I don't ever want to set foot in Cincinnati again.
How is this an 8 seed?
I don't want a series started with the Bears. No wonder Mick Cronin and Chris Mack both got out of town in the last couple of years. If I coach in that sorry-ass city, dirty with all their dirty buildings, buy a power washer once in a while, I'd get out of there too. And those people at U.S. Bank Arena, I mean, that is the dregs of society. American Airlines is ahead of U.S. Bank Arena.
Oh, it went down this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Mitch, in our seeding process, I think we did a really good job. That's the worst seeding that we've ever had.
That's a top.
That's
three
not
seed.
An. That's not an eight seed.
No, that's top.
It's
three
more
seed.
Like a three seed. That's yeah. on me. That's on us. That's we not... just need to look and say it's on Mitch. It's on me, and that's just the way that it is because that's better than what it's getting because Baylor wins in a close one, 62-57.
Wow.
Caller Emily moves on, but that eight seed, Diener Cincinnati deserved better. That sound deserved better. It did.
I agree. And sometimes the committee, the real committee. They miss on teams and miss seed teams. So it happens. It happens. You know, it's bad luck for Diener.
Texas says, caller Emily was a UK recruit. Round Daddy wouldn't be able to stay away. LOL. Texas says, Diener deserves better. Texas says, Diener won that round. Texas says, that's my first time hearing the Round Daddy sound. Oh, my God, that's great. Texas says, can you ask Strebel? Oh, no, that's the Evansville one. Let's see here. Texter says, from Cats Illustrated, Cal did not exactly shy away from the comparison, Tyler Hero, and did little to quell the growing excitement for the player, Juzang, who should add a needed three-point shooter to the rotation. LOL.
That was a more of a media-driven thing with Johnny Juzang. During that entire summer...
Yeah, but that doesn't mean, I mean, yeah, the Carly Jones thing is media-driven. Your reaction is media-driven.
And then when he wasn't good for Kentucky, there was a reaction to it. It was like, hey, this the hype train was wrong, and Johnny Juzang couldn't play until later in the year when he had to be thrust into the game. So, and I wasn't on the Johnny Juzang for Tyler Hero hype train. That was primarily a couple of UK writers.
Texas says 437-9680. I take Carly Jones over any of the guards Kentucky's bringing in this season.
Yeah, like Devin Askew, the guy that all Louisville fans, oh, he's coming and he's going to be the best point guard. That one? He's going to be better than him too? Okay. That's fine. We'll see when BJ Boston's putting up 25 on you. That's cool.
There it is.
Just like
Maxie
did.
He's so cocky. He keeps crossing his leg, uncrossing his leg, crossing his leg. He gets so happy, but yet he's so agitated today.
I am.
Boy, you are agitated today. Is it being locked up in the house?
Yes.
With the kids for 3 days?
It's getting to me.
It is getting to you.
It's getting to me
a little
bit. It was
all fun and games the first week.
You were
smiling.
Yeah, first 3 weeks. Today school started again.
Uh-oh, so you had to do stuff in the morning.
So I had to do my stuff with the classes I'm teaching, plus coordinate what my three kids are doing.
Can I ask you something? Do you do the Zoom?
Yes.
Could I Zoom and be in one of your classes?
I don't know. That might be. Parents might not like that.
Can I do it? You can just say like I'm a college student looking for like credit or something. I'm like a student teacher.
Yeah, I'm a student teacher. I'd be on mute the entire time.
I mean, all I do is answer their questions and guide them along, like what they're doing.
I'm not looking to answer any questions. I can be on mute. I have no problem.
It's not interesting.
They don't even have to know that I'm even there.
Maybe. I don't know. I might be able to set something up. We'll see. It's but no. Today was a very stressful day, and I had to put the twins to bed because they were fighting. So they each had to go to their room for a little while. And then I was very happy to get out for a little bit.
We're your haven here.
You understand
that, right?
Yeah.
This is your haven to leave. You're fine just showing up now.
I really am. And then my wife, her haven tonight, she's going to work. So she's like, I'll see y'all. She's ready to go.
Texas says, can't wait for Scrub to lock up BJ Boston.
He ain't coming, but.
Texas says, Carly Jones is the next Jalen Brunson. We need to play that sound at some point as well.
Yes.
Well, there's a couple. Texter says, tell Round Daddy to shut up. Leonard Hamilton sucks, and we all know it. I mean, no, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't suck. He won the ACC. Louisville had a chance to beat Leonard Hamilton and win the ACC, and they couldn't do it. So
Texter says, I love Strebel on the radio until you hear that douchey elitist tone of voice dripping in. That must be when you're talking about the private school thing. That's the only thing I can think that it is.
Oh, I think it's the elitist Kentucky fan. I think that's what the texture is probably. And to be fair, I've been very elitist today.
Texter is rummage upset that the hot mom will wear blue while she's cheering on her son at the next level. That coming in at 437-9680. I would imagine that's Devin Askew related.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, he was the she was the mom that that Rumage found very attractive.
Texas says, okay, stop. Seriously, you think Askew is better than Carly Jones? That is radical round daddy.
Do we need
to put that up as a poll question?
Oh, man. And if Louisville fans vote for Carly Jones, they're all liars. Every single one of them is a liar, because when Louisville's
number
one.
Who would you vote for?
Who do you think I would
vote for? Devin Askew.
Devin Askew.
Yeah, but Devin Askew's not going to be the star next year for Kentucky, is he?
He's a
bench player, is he not?
He's right now, he's the only point guard they have.
Mitch, how would you vote there? Devin Askew or...
It's a toss-up, but if we're choosing, like, right now, like, right this second, like, they're going to play a pickup game, I'm taking Carly Jones.
I think it's fair. I'm not going to battle Mitch over that, because we haven't really seen either one of them play, but
we haven't seen any of them play.
No, at least Carly Jones does have some type of collegiate basketball experience.
Put that up at ESPN 680. Who would you rather have on your team next season, Devin Askew, Carly Jones, at ESPN 680?
I'll tell you this. Louisville fans would be more excited to have Devin Askew on their team than Carly Jones. If he didn't play for Kentucky and he was still out there as an option for Louisville, they would be more excited. They would want him more than Carly Jones. Book it. But they won't tell you that, but it's true.
Just quickly to go back to the Ash and Hagans discussion, we'll get some more into Carly Jones and company. We have three more games. We'll play out the 5-4 matchup here. In just a second. Process is in one of these, and it's fantastic. So we'll play that out in just a second. Governor Beshear coming up at 5 o'clock, 437-9680. You know what is terrible that I've been thinking all weekend?
What's that?
By the way, and Mitch hasn't been around long enough with us to get this, but you'll understand where I'm going. The outreach and the news around Jody Demling has been seemingly as good as things can be when you go into the ICU and have a ventilator.
Right.
Okay, you know how life is when you have to make that sort of move, that there have been improvements, good improvements, obviously, over the weekend and everything else. And a lot of people are doing some good work in getting those updates out to Twitter in the masses and everything else.
Absolutely.
And I wonder how many media people have thought the same thing. And that is, if we got the virus and if we were Jody, how would other people be talking about us? That's what people always think. It's morbid, but it's like, what are people going to say? And I don't mean this with Jody, like at your funeral. Like
right.
people think about that. And some people plan out things like Andy Kaufman did.
Sure.
Because a lot of coaches, like Brian Brown, started his 2 o'clock teleconference, the U of L defensive coordinator, and kind of wishing. Chris Mack on Twitter has done the same.
Yeah, no,
I don't expect you to have any take on that. That is a very morbid thing that people in this business think of. I just thought of it.
But you would hope that you know, what we do is entertainment, and we hope that people find it to be funny and that they would think of us well, even though they crush us on the text line. But, no, the outreach for Jody Demling, I mean, Kent Taylor and Eric Crawford have been two guys that have really done a good job of updating everybody on his health. So, like you said, good news coming out this weekend for him, and we just continue to pray that he continues to mend and get better along the way.
So that was awkward, the nonsense that we have done today. We made that very awkward,
and I
totally apologize. Something that we also talked about in the 3 o'clock hour, and we can flip back to Kentucky here for just a second. I don't know now. It sure sounds like Kentucky, though, is going to lose everybody. Like, it sure sounds like Keon Brooks and keeping him, because I think Keon Brooks is going to turn out to be a fine college player.
I
don't know if he's a next-level player, but I don't know. You know, the E.J. Montgomery news seems to be swinging one way, the Emmanuel Quickley news, all of the news that we've been talking about, the thought process with the fan base has to be that they're gone at this point. I think that's starting to get stronger for E.J. Montgomery, and obviously his father talking last week to, the Lexington Herald Leader, I believe.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, with Ashton Hagans, people knew he was gone. He was never I don't want to say a malcontent, but he was also never the smoothest guy probably to be working with. I don't know. It's just Ashton Hagans to me is going to be an anonymous guy in the NBA draft.
Yes.
And if he comes back to college, Kentucky has their point guard with all of the scorers around him. I'm surprised there just wasn't more of a reaction with a guy that we know has no is nowhere near being a first-round draft pick. That's how used to it that we are.
Yeah, when I sat down and I looked at all the players, he and Tyrese Maxey were at the top of the list for me, the guys that I felt like for sure aren't coming back. And I just go back to I believe at the beginning of the season, Ashton Hagen's got a lot of hype and you know, good founded hype because he was really good at times his freshman season. Going into your sophomore season, you think, okay, he's going to take a jump in the right direction. And his season started off hot. He started off playing really, really well and then dwindled as he did last year when he got into the thick of SEC play. And then as the postseason approached, he just kind of fell off the cliff with the entire nonsense in Tennessee. But I think that he had in his head that he is going to go pro no matter what, and I wasn't surprised at all. And I don't think there was much of a back and forth between he and Cal about, well, maybe you should consider your options, maybe you come back. I think Cal's probably like, all right, you want to go ahead and go. That's fine.
But if there was one guy that you would say, I guess here's my point. If there was one guy that you say, oh, the dog's
there.
Here we go.
Mailman?
Is it the mailman?
That's usually where she goes when the mailman shows up.
Get him, Ruby. That's it. That's all you got to say.
Yeah.
I guess my point is this. Out of all of the guys that you crossed your fingers and said, boy, hope they come back, Ashton Hagen's would be the one. And I started the show with that he was overhyped. If you want to say overrated, I believe that as well. His game did not get better from his freshman to sophomore year. When you needed him in big moments, he always was not there. He had a turnover problem, and John Calipari treated him and talked about him like he was Tyler Ulis, giving him the keys to the car, if you will, and he was not half of that. That's just me. He was an above-average player. He's a fine player. To me, he's a second-round pick. He's got no offensive game at the collegiate level. Forget about the pro level.
Right.
I mean, his game is 3 years away from being doable in the NBA.
I agree.
I mean, offensively, if he can live and be like an Avery Bradley and defense and get on a good team and be that backup point guard that can bring the ball up, give it to LeBron James or whatever, and play hard-nosed defense for 16 minutes a game, good on him. But if there was one guy, it'd probably be Nick Richards, but no one actually thinks he's coming back.
No.
But if you put out there, hey, you can bring one guy back, even after I say all that, you would pick Hagen's. Would you not?
I mean
you would pick him over EJ Montgomery.
Yes.
I mean, obviously you would go with Maxey or Emmanuel quickly, but haven't we just felt like they've been gone? I guess the other point is, why has it just always felt like Hagen's was gone?
Because
there's not legit NBA interest.
No, there's not. I just think that he thought he was going to have a better season than he had, and he thought he was going to blow up and make himself into an NBA player this season. And this, I think he went in telling Cal, this is it. This is my last season at UK. I'll do one more to up my game, to get better, to be more attractive to NBA scouts. And that was it. I think he went into the season thinking this was his last one. And that was. And he didn't change his mind along the way, no matter what the data was, no matter how he performed, how he looked in NBA drafts. He was gone.
It never felt like all season he was coming back for a junior year.
No, never. Not for a minute.
But even if you made me pick between he and Nick Richards, who would you want back? Because you're saying you don't have a point guard. You're saying Devin Askew, who's reclassifying, is the point guard. That's a problem.
I would have.
That's why, I mean, you're going to have to eat it at some point if Kentucky goes out and gets a graduate transfer here who's not as good as Carly Jones.
Right.
Who played at Furman, who averaged, you know, 12 points a game.
Then that would be sad.
Who's a fresh Kimball.
Yes.
Just to play. I mean, just if you believe you don't have a point guard.
That would make me sad if that were the case. But if you put all of them, the number one I would want back, obviously, is Maxey. Number two would be quickly. Number three would be Hagen's. Number four, Nick. And number five, EJ. If I were to rank the ones I'd want coming back, that would be my ranking. The only two above Hagen's would be Maxey and quickly.
Mitch, let's go ahead and do this, if you don't mind. It's the Take on ESPN 680-1057. Let's play before we hit a break here. Let's play another one of these matchups. We need to continue to play the Calder-Emily region, the round of 32. We're playing that out this week, and we'll probably play everything else out next week and kind of be done. I mean, we're not going to draw this out anymore. We get right. It, okay? I mean, we're drawing it out as much as we can. It's a 5-4 matchup. The 4 seed. Let's go with the 4 seed first. This is in the top left. This is the Calder-Emily Midwest region. The 4 seed is Iowa, and it's represented by this James Strebel sound.
And Memorial Day weekend, man, that's like the official first weekend of summer. That's when everyone's grilling, everyone's outside acting a fool, drinking on your having a good time. And that guy, man, I bet he was heated.
I like that sound, actually.
He did not say deck.
I did not.
He replaced one of those
words. You were horrified when he said it.
Yeah, you were.
I remember
that
day specifically.
But now it's bleeped out, so I don't feel as bad.
There you go. So that is the 4 seed. That is Fran McCaffrey and Iowa. They're up against the 5 seed. It is Auburn, and I love this sound from the process.
Kentucky football. Kentucky's defensive. Well, Kentucky special teams coordinator and safeties coach Dean Hood has been named the head Kentucky. Last night, the top-ranked Cards fell.
That's the best part.
The Cats are back in action on Wednesday against Utah. Tip-off is at 11. Be sure to keep it locked to ESPN. Be sure to keep it locked to ESPN Louisville. Jesus, God.
Oh, man, he sounds bad.
He does.
He sounds so bad.
I'm thinking Auburn wins that one.
And he's going home. Iowa, the winners. Strebel drinking on his deck. The 4 seed moves on 87-77. So there you go.
Okay,
Auburn moves on. Congratulations. How about that?
Double-digit win, too.
You want to play one more, Mitch, before we take a break? You want to play one more? That gives us some flexibility on the other end. This is an 11-3 matchup. The 11 seed is when I reenacted a lock doing the Virginia wins, but doing that to Tiger winning the Masters. The 3 seed is Diener and Messi. Let's save that one for a second. Let's go to the 11 seed. The 11 seed is Mick Cronin in UCLA.
Many doubted we'd ever see it, but here it is. The return to...
Yes! Yes! Oh, my God! Yes! Oh, my God! I'm so happy!
Yeah, we won!
Oh, my God! Tiger won the freaking Masters!
Are you gonna cry?
Tiger won the f***ing Masters!
Are you gonna cry again?
No, but I'm extremely happy. Oh my God, I'm so happy!
Did you think this day would ever come?
Not in a million years. So much heartbreak. So much cheating. So many women. Oh my God! Yes! Oh my God, yes!
So there you go.
The one time Lachlan McClain was actually very happy. Like,
he was a human being for one moment.
Happy.
For one moment.
Yes.
So that is the 11 seed. The 3 seed represented by Kentucky. Is Diener and Barron arguing about Messi?
You don't think Lionel Messi's a white guy?
He's Argentinian, Drew.
Okay, he's an Argentinian white guy.
No, that can't roll.
What is he?
He's Argentinian.
Okay, I'm an American. That has nothing to do with whether I'm Caucasian or not.
Whatever. That's no.
What do you mean?
Can't do that, Drew.
What do you mean you can't do that?
Just can't do that.
If you're English, are you? But he's English. He's not a white guy. He's British.
I don't. No.
Your country of origin does not determine your race.
So all Argentinian people are white?
I'm not saying that. I'm not making any general. You're the one making general statements.
No,
like that.
I didn't say Lionel Messi was.
You said
a white guy.
You said he's Argentinian.
Yes, he's Latino. Yes.
Oh, so now you think he's Latino?
He is. He's from Argentina. Latin descent. Yes.
This is one of the parents. You need to get out of this in a hurry.
No, this is
because he's Argentinian. You think that's Latin America? That's South America.
Latin, yeah, South. He's from Latin descent. I didn't say Latin America. I said Latin descent.
Just now you said he was Argentina, like Latin. Yeah,
that's Latin. He's from Latin descent. He's not a white guy from Columbus, Ohio.
I didn't say he's from Columbus, Ohio.
I know that. I'm just saying.
But you do realize your country has nothing to do with what you're classified as. You can be a white guy from anywhere.
He's Lionel Messi.
Right.
Lionel Messi is a Latino. He's Latin descent. You are drowning.
No, you are drowning.
Jaws,
look at that guy.
Yeah,
that guy belongs
it's like a guy that's from Argentina.
Louisville Country Club on the 18th tee.
He does not, and he doesn't sound like those guys either. So.
Right, he speaks Spanish. That doesn't make him
worldwide.
Not
can you
Caucasian.
Get to the text line?
Oh,
get to the text line worldwide.
Well, we gotta get a break, anyways.
I can't wait to read the text from this one.
All right, we gotta go to break. I can't even throw an advertiser in on this. So
you can,
this is goodbye.
So good.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
There's so many there's so many great moments.
A lot of good hitters.
There's
there.
So many great moments. That was Kentucky, and Kentucky wins. So that moves on.
Right.
I was holding my breath. It was a close one, 71-65.
Ooh, wow.
Yes, Mick Cronin nearly got the upset. Kentucky moves on, and so does that memorable sound to the Sweet 16 here in the Caller Emily region. Emmanuel quickly had 16. Nick Richards had 12-6. Maxie had 11-6. Hagans had 11-5. Sestina had 9.
Yeah, right.
EJ Montgomery had 8-6. Yeah, right. Keon Brooks had 4. Johnny Juzang, 0 points, 3 rebounds.
That's
so
about
they,
right.
that does sound.
That actually does sound accurate.
The rest of it sounds accurate.
Yeah.
We'll wrap up the sound bracket. We'll tell you about the fitness market. A lot to do. 30 minutes to go. Governor Beshear at 5 o'clock. It's The Take on this Monday on ESPN 680.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says massive lie by Strebel. No way he's fighting and winning. Texas round daddy would have got his ass mopped up.
Y'all don't
Texas
know me.
Says,
and James Strebel.
How about this? You don't know me. You like that, Mitch?
These people don't like. They think I'm like.
I could not see you get in a fight.
That's a lot of people.
I've never seen that side of you.
I know. I'm a very nice guy. I don't have a huge temper, but I'm a large, strong individual, and I do have a temper.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Mitch, we need to get the winner's name, if we can, for our ESPN Louisville Bracket Challenge. We had so many things that we are giving away, and so we'll be in contact with everyone. We have that Steepleton's Gorilla Goal, $1,600 value, the Four Roses Bourbon Package, the Dave and Buster's VIP Party, the Hexhead Art, the catering spreads from Witch Witch and Wing Zone, Cox's Smokers Outlet Prize Pack, a 50-inch television from Fork Bank. We had the Sealy Crown Jewel Queen Size mattress from Charlie Wilson's. That's a $1,400 value. Upcoming tickets to the Louisville Palace and Mercury Ballroom when we all get back, you know,
to normal.
Yeah, doing some things. And Bluegrass Karting and event gift cards as well.
Man.
So Florida State beating Kansas in the final. Bobby V had that reaction. Also had Len Hamilton on, which is nuts,
yeah.
In the 12 o'clock hour as well. It was all presented by Papa John's, UPS, Jobs, Coors Light, and Class Act Federal Credit Union. So thank you to them helping us with our bracket challenge. Had to obviously change things up a little bit, but we made it through, and Florida State wins the national title. Go ahead, Mitch.
And that is Mark Smith. So
Mark
he was
Smith.
Florida State, so he was the winner. Kansas was Joe Thomas, runner-up. And so, yeah, those are your
there
names.
There you go.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Texter says maybe Hagans is gone, not because of basketball, Regans. Texter says Hagans got that bag already. It don't matter. And I agree with that, Texter.
Well, money phone don't lie.
I would say, let me say what we all think.
Yes.
That if I had to make a guess what he will make next year playing professional basketball at whatever level that is, or compared to some of the prep money when he was an amateur, I'll take the money and or gifts as an amateur on what he's going to make next year.
Oh, sure. Will Wade made that perfectly clear in the scheme.
Yes, he
that he's like, I can pay these guys. He didn't say I personally, but they can get paid more coming to LSU than they would in the G League. So, yeah, I agree with you 100%. The high school kids are making more money than some of these G League players that get drafted in the NBA, which is crazy
on
itself.
That, don't you?
I do, but it's true. I mean, Will Wade made it plain and clear to everybody.
Mitch, let's bring you to the mic. Did you happen to watch, since you're a video game guy, that all the NBA guys play 2K? I did not watch any of this. I did see the Boogie Cousins lost by like 50, though, to somebody. But I did not watch any of it, nor do I care to ever watch any of it. Maybe I should have. I don't know. But did you watch any of this?
I did not either. I didn't know how you could watch. Were they just streaming it, or was it on actual TV?
It was on television. I think ESPN put it on, or ESPN2 or something like that.
There was a video game being played on Fox Sports South on Saturday. It was Mavericks versus Grizzlies, because that's like the Grizzly channel. You can always get the Grizzlies on that channel. And Kellen sat and watched the entire game. He was like, he's that starved for sports. He watched that. He watched the replay of the 2012 championship game. And then the next day, I think he watched the replay of the 97 runner-up game with Kentucky. He's been watching all these old Kentucky games. See, I can't do it myself, but he sits and watches them. He's enamored.
If I want to watch two people play 2K, two professional athletes play 2K, I don't want it to be on TV to where kids can watch it. Like, I want it streamed to where they're trash talk. Like, I want some serious trash talk going on.
Like, bad words.
I can get with that. Yeah, but then it can't be all sponsored and everything.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's a big
point. You're not going to be able to do that. Texas says, hey, Round Daddy, Kentucky's going to have big trouble at the 4 and 5 position next year.
We'll see. Recruiting season's not over.
Texas says, tell the noodlehead to play some of Trey Lyles' dad's smooth R&B. That coming down at 437-9680.
Some of that was not safe for work.
Texas says, Round Daddy crushes Louisville fans for getting excited about Jones, but is overwhelmingly putting his blind faith in a point guard that's supposed to be a senior in high school next year because these reclassifications have gone over so well for Kentucky the last few years.
Yeah, isn't he from Jamal California,
Murray,
too?
Jamal Murray did. That did go over well.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't know where he's from. That's a good question, Mitch. I'm not sure.
I'm pretty sure I looked him up. He's from Santa Ana, California, which means he's probably going to ride the bench and transfer.
Yeah,
boy.
That's exactly what's going to happen. He's going to be the third guard next year. They'll bring in a grad transfer. He'll split time with them this year. He might be the fourth guard. His minutes will dwindle. He'll have one or two good games, and then he'll transfer to Gonzaga the next year.
No.
Or USC.
No.
Who will pay him? Texas says, is Round Daddy ever going to be on Diener's show? I'd love to hear that confrontation between a UK fan and a former UK butt-slapping media member. That coming down on the UPS jobs text line.
I don't think Diener and I would battle. I think we'd have a good show. We anytime, Diener, just invite me.
You and Rummage need a show. I mean, it would be spectacular. It would be must-listen.
You're the same people.
Yes, we are. Rummage and I are the exact same person. And we had this conversation at the holiday party at Dave and Buster's.
Ooh, what a bad conversation.
We had, he walked up to me, and we were like, you know what? We're the same dude, just root for different teams. So Rummage and I like each other. So people that don't think we don't, we do.
Okay, I'm fine with that.
Yeah, we like each other.
That's true, yeah. Yeah. Texas says ESPN's reporting Herb Street and Fowler to Monday Night Football in the works. That can't be true. Is that true?
That has to be.
I haven't seen
fake.
That. Fake.
No, because, I mean, I'm not against it. They're both very good, but they're just something. They need to stay on the college football Saturday night primetime game on ABC is where they need to be.
I feel like that's not true. No offense.
I think they're great. Yeah, but we'll see.
437-9680. Mitch, do you want to quickly play this final matchup? And then, you know, obviously we'll be wrapping up the show. Governor Beshear coming up at 5 o'clock. I got four or five other things I want to get to, but do we want to do this right now?
Let's do it.
The 7-10 seed. Now, Mitch, who is in this? It is the 7 seed and the 2 seed, correct?
Yes, it's Florida State versus LSU.
Okay, I was making sure because I did not write down the 7-10 matchup, who won that. And I was hoping Locke did win that, and he did. So I'm very happy.
Good.
Here is LSU. This is the 7 seed in the round of 32 in the caller Emily region. Here you go. LSU and Will Wade represented by this sound from Lachlan McClain.
Because Kentucky basketball must be great. Because whenever I say they're not great, all I do is get lectured. Well, guess what, BBN? You're not great. STFU.
Boy, I mean, Florida State's the best team in the tournament. Like, it's not going to win.
No, it's not.
It's not going to win.
It's not going
to
win.
I know it's going to lose. Mitch, can you play it again? It's going to lose. Can we hear that again? Because this is some of my most favorite sound of the year, and there's no way it's going to be
the next sound.
There's no possible way.
Because Kentucky basketball must be great. Because whenever I say they're not great, all I do is get lectured. Well, guess what, BBN? You're not great. STFU.
Boy, he could not wait to get on the radio after that
game.
Oh,
man.
You know he was ready to go as soon as the buzzer went off.
That's fantastic.
That is good.
Here is the two seed. This is Florida State and Leonard Hamilton. And Bob should have played this for Leonard Hamilton earlier today on the B Show. Go ahead.
I'm typing this in, all right? I want the listener to know that Nick is destroying the show, okay? He's doing two shows a week now, so he's figuring, what the hell, if this one falls apart, I'll go work with the other guy. So he doesn't care. So this is what I'm typing
in. How do I not care?
No, this is what I'm typing in, okay? You happy? What animals have the largest penises, okay? Are you happy? You brought the show down to, you know, the infantile level that seems to be what
it's
most
sports
radio is.
We Want to Know Wednesday.
Nobody wants to know that.
Maybe the guy.
I'm typing it. And my
do
guess
you want
is,
me to get Seth Greenberg on a fly
would
here?
Would you like to know what my guess would be?
It's a whale.
What animal
I know
has the biggest penises? The biggest animals. That would make the most sense, wouldn't it? It also has the biggest foot, the biggest ear, the biggest eye, because it's the biggest damn animal. But if you are determined to be 12 today, let me just get, it's like a kid. An erect blue whale penis is 12 inches in diameter, 10 feet in length, 10 feet. It would just fit under a basketball goal when it's fully elongated. Okay, you happy for the details? That's how big it is. Visual, when you watch the game tonight, I want you all, the opening tip, the first possession when they go down, to visualize a fully erect blue whale penis underneath the rim, that you could actually use it to determine that the rim is a legitimate 10 feet tall. The referees come out, and they, what are you doing? We're testing the height. What do you have there? We got a blue whale penis. Oh, that's 10 feet, right? Exactly 10 feet. Yep, there you go. You happy now? There it is. That's it. So now
you've
got the story.
Can I call Seth Greenberg, please?
Call somebody, because I'm pretty much done talking about blue whale penis.
Wait, you didn't look who was second?
No. Nope,
that's what the guy texted.
No, he said he was the biggest.
He said walruses have the second biggest. So where are walruses on the list?
Okay. You see, you're going to be a jackwad. I'm going to read it to you. Here they are, the top 10 penises, according to Softpedia. You happy? Let's see. Here we go. No, you want this? You got it. This is elephants and odd-hoofed mammals like rhinos and horses have huge penises. This is exactly what it says. I'm reading it verbatim, okay? They can be 1.5 feet long, 1.5 meters, 5 feet long. So they are right behind the biggest one, which this confirms. We now have a source and a confirmation, the blue damn whale. The blue whale has a hard time getting trousers because he's got to put a lot of room in the crotch. Okay, you happy about that? You want to know some more penis facts? Here's some more. Most birds do not have a penis. Did you know that? Bet you didn't know that. Only ostriches, ducks, geese, and swans have it. There you go. You happy about that? You want more penis facts? Here's another
one. I'm getting Seth Greenberg on the
fly. There's
a
type of crustacean, a crab-related animal called barnacles, providing a huge surprise. Barnacles look like small shells and are indeed sedentary animals with a muscular stalk. But like many sedentary animals, they're hermaphroditic and alternate male and female roles over time. So basically, it's one of the few animals that if you tell it to go truck itself, it can accommodate you. Okay? So have we brought it down far enough now, or can we go down one more level? Oh, my Lord.
Boy,
that's a haymaker.
That's a haymaker.
That's Florida State. I ran the game. Florida State and Bobby V moves on 82-73. That's why we had to say goodbye to LSU, and we'll wait. A texter says we should have voted on these. Yeah, but then we're just cluttering Twitter, and it's a very niche thing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's
not a bad idea, though. Maybe next year we build up to it. Next year we have actual games. And we'll be good to go. But yeah, we probably could have been doing that well.
That just shows that listeners are invested in this and they care about it.
Oh, sure, people and care. People just want to hear the sound.
Yeah, they want to hear the sound, but to give them a voice on it, it might add a little extra dimension to it. We can debate whether or not the voters are being boneheads or not.
All right, so we have a 1-4 and a 3-2. Real creative coming out of the Caller Emily region. So we'll get to that. Did you see, by the way, it's a take on ESPN 680. Did you see the Caesars very early over-unders for the college football season? Did you see all of these released today?
I did not see those, no.
Well, you saw Kentucky's, did you not? Kentucky,
7.
Kentucky's over-under was 7. Louisville's was 7.5.
Okay, all right.
So what do you think about that?
I think it's fair. I mean, the ACC was not good last year, and Louisville made some noise in that conference, and they had the conference coach of the year returning.
They have a quarterback.
You've got Mikel Cunningham.
Tutu Atwell, Javian Hawkins.
Exactly. So
Louisville's offense should be good, or as Locke would say, breathtaking.
It should be a breathtaking, high-powered offense, and still questions still remain, A, on the offensive line, and B, on the defensive line. I mean, did they add?
Right.
Did guys get better in the offseason? And we don't know because right now everything's on hold.
Well, spring football, they don't know.
They don't know. Nobody
right.
knows. So, you know, we'll see. Louisville's got the makeup on offense, but as far as their line's concerned and defense in totality, we won't know.
Yeah, I got worried. I thought last year they did everything they could to keep the defense together.
Yeah,
I'm not sure. We'll see how much they're able to do that. I think so much of U of L comes down to games like the first game, NC State.
Yeah, man. That's
like, that is a 50-50 game. It's going to be at home. Who knows if it's going to be on Thursday, September 3rd. I think that game, I think Florida State has been demoralizing the last couple years. I would throw that game in there.
Yeah.
And then maybe the road games at Syracuse and BC. Those three spots is what's going. I mean, if you lose that NC State game, then the over-under of you being a 7 or 8 win football team is about right. Then Vegas has you pretty much pegged. Well, 7.5.
Yeah.
I mean, Kentucky, and listen, I know Locke battled people. Let me ask you.
Yeah.
Not Devin ask you, but let me ask you this.
Yes.
I mean, you put the number, you know, the juice has Kentucky as an 8-win team. If they don't win that 50-50 game, they're a 7-win team. So, like them, they're over under 7, but it's like -135 to bet Kentucky over 7 because Vegas is feeling like that number, okay, that they're going to get people, that -135 is a good enough number. If you're a Kentucky fan, you're going to spend that money for Kentucky to be an 8-4 football team. And again, this does not involve the bowl games.
Right.
Okay.
This is straight regular season.
It shows you, and Locke says this in his, the way he presents it,
yes.
And I don't know, Mitch, we'll have that at least for the mixtape, and I didn't get to hear all of him today, but there is a disconnect between, and Vegas is not always right. Look at Kentucky and Louisville football the last couple of years,
sure.
Okay?
Yeah.
But the thought process is going in that Kentucky is a 7-ish, maybe if you want to gamble a couple extra dollars, an 8-win football team.
And I think that, and this is where I'm in a difficult position because there are a lot of
Kentucky fans don't feel like they're a 7-win football team.
They don't. No, and
that would be offensive. That would be a hot take according to Kentucky fans. If I picked them 7-5, that would be seen as, oh, Andy's having a hot take.
Yes, no, it would. And you have people that are really pushing for Kentucky and Atlanta. I'm not one of those. I am not one of those. I want to get that out of the way right now because I hear everybody thinking in their heads, oh, Strubel's going to say they're going to go to the SEC championship game. No, I don't think that's happening. I will be disappointed if they win less than 8 games. I will be disappointed if they win less than 8 games because you have that entire defense coming back.
That's what Vegas about thinks is going to happen, by
yes,
the way.
Yes, yes. And I think that's a good – look, that's another step in the right direction.
But Kentucky doesn't have a quarterback.
Like, we don't know.
I don't know that. I mean, there's a lot of trust being put in Terry Wilson. How can you buy Terry Wilson?
I'm not saying I'm buying Terry Wilson. Well, I don't know.
Well, if you're not buying your quarterback, then 7 wins is not a hot take.
I think their season. People are looking.
But don't you agree that their season comes down to that right there?
100%. I think it does.
Is Terry Wilson?
I'm going to err on the side of Terry Wilson being a productive quarterback. I'm going to because he has been a productive quarterback in spots. Unfortunately, he was derailed last season.
He's
going
to have to be better than productive.
I don't know if he has to be better than productive.
He's going to have to be better than average. I agree Kentucky's defense. I agree.
Offensive line, running backs.
Kentucky building a program. I'm with you, but bad quarterback play can just destroy a team, obviously.
You saw it with Sawyer Smith last season.
You've seen it.
I get where you're coming from, and I understand what you're saying, but
it's a low number, man.
It's a low number. Terry Wilson.
At Florida loss, at Auburn loss, Tennessee. You haven't beat Tennessee. There's three losses, right? Georgia, there's four. I kind of feel like there's four losses right there.
They have won at Florida. They have shown they can win at Florida. They beat Florida 2 years ago there.
Terry Wilson did.
Obviously, he had Benny Snell and Josh Allen, but, you have
– Obviously, those guys, and Lynn Bowden, and you have three
really good running backs. You have a really good offensive line. You had at the end of the season, a top 15, top 10 defense in the country. They're taking in loaded
– I'm not going to fact-check you with that. I have no idea if they were top 10, top 15. 15.
They were. Okay. I'll look it up.
I'll just believe you. I looked it up. Okay, sure. all right, so Mitch has this sound. We're calling the Grossmans, the Grossman brothers, yes. Dad Grossman, intern Crean. Mitch, do you know what happened to Crean this weekend? Round Daddy does not know.
No. Yeah, you told me this weekend.
I sent you back
LMAO because it was so funny.
At 5 o'clock yesterday at about 5:05, I started getting frantic. My phone started to, blow up.
Oh, no.
Okay, and the minute that I was away from my phone for, 2 minutes is when your phone blows up.
Right.
Jack Grossman had forgot to go to the radio station and turn on Governor Andy Beshear yesterday.
Oh, no.
At 5 o'clock.
Oh.
And when I talked to Grossman on the phone, he could not have sounded any closer to tears.
Oh.
He was horrified and mortified. So let's go ahead and play this Imogene and get the Grossmans on and make fun of Jack.
Okay.
Everyone could use a little brotherly love while being quarantined.
What time is everyone else getting here?
I don't know.
No, I'm not asking you.
It's time to check in on the Grossman brothers.
Why you gotta be so mean? I take from my mother.
Big brother Jack.
I had my first date and the girl didn't show up.
And little brother Ethan.
We've been shooting hoops. My dad just got the new basketball. And it's been pretty fun.
And the answer is yes.
I love it.
They come from the same mother.
Oh, I'll get to the bottom of Jess. I've never heard of Jess. Jess and Jack. Oh, man.
So let's bring them in, Jack and Ethan. We got to be quick with this. That's what she said. Fellas, good afternoon.
Doing great, Andy. Much better than yesterday.
Can you explain how horrified you were when you realized that the vice president of ESPN Louisville was trying to find out why Andy Beshear was not on the radio stations?
Yeah, that was not a fun feeling. That was I probably drove about... we'll just say too fast on the highway trying to get down there. It was not a great experience. Felt very much it was a similar feeling to like when you failed a test when you're younger in school and you knew you had to face the parents. That's what it was like when I got that call and I realized what had happened.
Oh.
Well, is your brother there? Did Ethan happen to see it? Was he around you? Was he in the house the moment that you had to storm out and go turn on the Beshear press conference?
Were you in the house when it happened? Did you see me?
Oh, yeah. I was in the house. It was the fastest I've ever seen him run in my life. What
musty?
He's going two stairs at a time.
What musty, crusty IU shirt did he have on?
Oh, I don't know. Some shirt he had when he was a sophomore in high school.
Ethan, would you have forgotten to flip over to Andy Beshear?
No. You would have nailed it.
Would I what?
Would you have forgotten to flip the station over to Andy Beshear like Jack
did? Oh, no.
Damn,
not the governor. Come on.
How else has everything been going in the Grossman household? You guys been, everything been cool?
Oh, everything's been all right, except for we had to buy my dog a muzzle this past weekend. That was pretty interesting. She had a little incident with my dad. So, you know, we kind of said it was her final strike, and we bought the muzzle, which she will never wear.
Wait, what happened? Did she bite your father?
Oh, she nipped my father, and it was, like, on a little artery, so there was blood going everywhere. It was like a murder scene at 3 a.m.
Wait, your dog bit your father's artery at 3 a.m.? No wonder Grossman, Jack
crazy.
Missed.
It really? Like my brother slept through it. I woke up, and it sounded like a murder scene. It sounded like they brought the K-9 unit into my house.
That's
amazing. It was crazy. My mom was up till 5 a.m. scrubbing blood out of the carpet. It was wild.
Wow.
They were freaked out, too, because they've been watching Breaking Bad, so they thought they were in the TV show. When they woke up the next morning, they had to slap themselves in the face. They couldn't believe it.
Andy Beshear next.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
With UPS, future you gets seriously pumped. As a package handler, you'll have a great job this season. Make up to $20 per hour after bonuses for a 25-hour work week. Future you goes further than you imagine. Find out what you'll become at upsjobs.com.